USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities on Wednesday identified the teenage suspect in the mass shooting at Michigan's Oxford High School as 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly.
Police say the 15-year-old accused in a deadly Michigan high school shooting made a video the night before the tragedy talking about plans to kill his classmates. Tim Willis with the Oakland County Sheriff's Office says there was other evidence recovered.
Further, a journal was recovered from Ethan's backpack, also detailing his desire to shoot up a school to include murdering students.
The teen charged with four counts of first-degree murder and one count of terrorism. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Steve Bannon, summoned by the mostly partisan January 6th committee, wants to publicly release documents related to his contempt of Congress charges. He says preventing the documents from being released publicly violates his First Amendment right. USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The federal government runs out of money tomorrow night. This means some government agencies would stop doing business until funding is reinstated. Democrat Senator Chuck Schumer blames Republicans.
Our Republican colleagues, meanwhile, can either work with us to move the process quickly through the chamber, or they can engage in obstructive tactics that will make a government shutdown almost a certainty.
Republican Senator John Kennedy says no one on either side of the aisle wants a shutdown.
No, I don't. There's no appetite, nor should there be on either side of the aisle.
Another aide to Vice President Kamala Harris is quitting her job. Simone Sanders, senior advisor and chief spokesman to VP Kamala Harris, is leaving her duties by the end of the year. Sanders was seen as one of the key staffers for Harris as a candidate. She's the staffer most frequently seen by her side. Ashley Entian, her communications director, announced the end-of-the-year departure last month and is no longer serving in the vice president's office. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out. Everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As border guru, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. She has other pressing matters on her plate.
Vice President Kamala Harris announced a new framework for space policy aimed at addressing growing threats in space posed by other nations, space debris, and also climate change. Harris outlined the framework before the U.S. National Space Council, which she chairs in Washington, D.C., during her first meeting with the council. She took aim at Russia in clear terms during her address. The new space policy framework comes on the heels of a Russian anti-satellite test on November 15th, which destroyed one of Russia's own satellites and created a cloud of space debris that continues to threaten astronauts and cosmonauts on the International Space Station. Harris said the Russian test was an irresponsible act which endangered the satellites of other nations as well as astronauts at the space station. She said the new space policy must demand responsibility from all spacefaring nations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said during the meeting that the Department of Transportation, through the FAA, will address space safety and orbital debris through new regulations. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
NASA astronauts Caleb Aron and Thomas Marshburn will venture outside the International Space Station this morning to replace a faulty antenna system. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.